USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court Tuesday considered the fate of the Affordable Care Act for the third time since the health care law was enacted in 2010. A couple of the justices, including Justice John Roberts, indicated they were unlikely to drop the entire law, even if the individual mandate is deemed unconstitutional. 2 hours of oral arguments looking at the constitutionality of the individual mandate, the requirement that people purchase health insurance or pay a penalty. The penalty was removed by the Trump administration in 2017. The Democrat Party secured control of the U.S. House of Representatives, but with a slimmer majority after winning at least 218 seats. Democrats secured the majority after three wins late Tuesday. Incumbents Kim Schreier in Washington, Tom O'Halloran in Arizona, and Jimmy Gomez out in California. USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Joe Biden said Tuesday that nothing would stop the transfer of power in the U.S. government.
We're going to be moving along in a consistent manner, putting together our administration, the White House, and reviewing who we're going to pick for the cabinet positions. And nothing's going to stop that.
President Trump continues his legal actions, claiming ballot harvesting and voter irregularities. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all legal challenges are resolved. In the Silver State last week, state officials in Nevada denied any evidence of voter fraud. Democrat Attorney General Aaron Ford referred to the Trump campaign's legal efforts as garbage. A whistleblower has come forward in Clark County, home of Las Vegas, claiming voter fraud was allegedly committed in Nevada during the early voting period. Her claim of ballot harvesting is in a sworn affidavit. The affidavit, which has been submitted to the Justice Department, also claims voters were allowed to cast ballots without identification. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The NBA is gearing up for the 2021 season. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki has the details.
NBA owners have approved a proposal to start the 2020-2021 season on December 22nd. The deal with the NBA Players Union will include a stagnant salary cap and a schedule of 72 games, down from the usual 82. The agreement does not include details on where games will be played, whether at each team's home arena, or if in another bubble system like the one used for this past season's playoffs. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The NBA draft is being held November 18th, 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Senator Mitch McConnell is reelected for his eighth term. USA Radio News Tim Berg has more.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell was reelected to his eighth term as GOP leader on Tuesday. Regarding the presidential election, the Kentucky Republican reminds everyone,
let's not have any lectures, no lectures about how the president should immediately, cheerfully accept preliminary election results from the same characters who just spent 4 years refusing to accept the validity of the last election and who insinuated that this one would be illegitimate too if they lost again, only if they lost. The people who push this hysteria could not have more egg on their face than they do right now.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.